Buenos días, buenas tardes y buenas noches a mis queridísimos comentadores culturales. En este episodio vamos a hablar en inglés. Esta va a ser la versión en inglés de poner en libertad a los cautivos. Entonces, si tú quieres quedarte, va a ser maravilloso y espero que tú, que te quedas, seas el tipo de persona que quiere compartir este contenido con mucha gente más. Estamos para servirles, estamos felices de llegar a sus oídos. Bienvenidos al episodio número 24. Bienvenidos a Cropina, donde la cultura se comenta. Well, hello. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night to my dear, dear cultural commentators. I have been forgetting you for the longest time, but I'm here right now and we're back. We're back on track and we're here to stay because we want to tell you that every single episode in Spanish is going to have a version in English. So we're back for good. And you're going to be up to date, up to speed. You're going to be receiving exactly the same content as people are receiving in Spanish. That is to make up for all the time that we didn't talk to you. And also, because we want to really make it possible for you to share and to talk about these things that we are talking about here in Acropina with other people. We want you to be able to share this content and initiate conversations and to initiate debates and to be able to have what it takes and have the arguments that it takes to be able to defend your position in a nice way. Because we're not talking about insulting people or about doing things the wrong way, right? We're talking about really reaching out, really understanding the other person. We're talking about really understanding that our labor of love and of understanding is going to open people's hearts to our arguments. So what you've been missing is that we did a whole episode on bringing freedom to the captive. Remember that we're doing all of our subjects or topics are chosen specifically from the Psalm 146. That is the root of all of the subjects that we're treating this year. So right now, this is one of them, and I want you to get in, to lean in, and to really be inside of this conversation, because we are going for it. We are really going for it. So we're gonna go through some really weird and probably not too talked about subjects. But that is the point of this, because remember, if you're here for the first time, let me tell you, but if you're here for your second or third or I don't know whatever time, I can remind you, we are here because our goal is to teach the truth and rebuild community one conversation at a time. Okay, one of my favorite moments in the show is when I get to answer one of your questions. And today is Gladys' question. Where can you send your questions? To our email. Our email is contacto@acropina.com. Contact, C-O-N-T-A-C-T, with an O, contacto, at acropina, acropina.com. That is our email where you can send us everything and anything, literally, like not only questions, you can send us suggestions, you can send us topics that you want us to discuss, whatever. You can really send us anything through there and we will read it. Every week we choose one specific question that we want to answer and we want to address because it's important and repetitive in the questions. So that's what we're going to do today. Gladys is asking, I saw the membership page in your website, but I don't understand how it works. With one membership, I can get in with a lot of people or just me? Can I get out whenever I can afford it? This is a great question because normally we get questions about society and culture and interpretations about different topics and news and stuff. So the fact that you are interested in our community is so, so good and so special for us. So we have a community which is paid membership in Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N, okay? Patreon.com/Acropina. And there you will find three types of membership, right? So Gladys, this is for you. You have 3, 6, or 10 type of memberships, dollars a month, okay? It's a very low membership cost because we want to make sure that everybody can afford it and everybody can get in, right? So what do you get? In general, you get mostly the same. Obviously, there are differences according to the price, but in general, you get a lot of the same things because we didn't want it to feel like you're missing out on a huge thing. And also, we get out so much content that even if you're not paying a membership, you feel like you're getting a lot. For example, this podcast, for example, our column, for example, our educative posts, and a lot of other things, right? But in the sense of membership, you're going to get special lives, exclusive content, special Bible studies and stuff that support all of our beliefs and all of our arguments and stuff like that. We get deep with you. Maybe you have a question. Maybe you want coaching on how to, you know, participate in your society, whatever it is. We get in with you and we really help you thrive in the sense of being an activated cultural commentator in your country, in your city, in your school, in your university, in your job, whatever you are dealing with, okay? So that's what it entails and it includes. Obviously, when you get into Patreon, you're going to see specific things. So you can see bullet points of what it is exactly included in each price. And can you get there with other people? Really, no, because it's about one person and it's very, very low cost. So I don't think there's a problem for people to just pay their own membership. But you can obviously start conversations about what you see in the community. That's actually the whole point of it, right? So, and the whole point of this too, like whenever you see some content that you really want people to know about, people to talk about, you can share it. Yet, obviously, the membership part is exclusive and individual. Can I get out if I cannot afford it anymore? Of course you can get out. It's absolutely voluntary what you're getting. It's absolutely your preference to get in. So obviously, whenever you want to, is absolutely available to get out. You just have to follow the steps that are given by Patreon themselves, and that's it. Okay, so there's no problem there. Don't worry about that. So remember, whenever you have a question, you can just leave it at contacto@acropina.com. So that would be contact with an O at acropina, acropina.com. Captivity. What a big, huge topic. Okay, so we're really getting into it today because we are talking about different types of captivity. There's a lot of ways people are, you know, retrieved from freedom, and that is just not acceptable. And we need to understand that no matter what our political views are and things, we really need to understand that there's a unanimous, very clear voice in the Bible, which is God himself, telling us to free the captive, right? To bring freedom. God is not about captivity. God is not about enslavement. God is not about slavery, sorry. God is not about, child work. God is not about abuse. He's not about any of that. Even the slavery that is presented in the Bible is about paying debt, and it's strictly economical. And it's not about abusing people in their mind or in the body. There's a lot of historical moments that we can refer to right now as moments of horrible, horrible captivity, right? For example, the Holocaust, of course. We all know about that. And we all know about all the moments that came previous to that, a specific way of captivity. It was the burning of books, the prohibition of ideas. It was
the discrimination. It was the political opponents. So we really understand that we are in the midst of symptoms that we've already seen in the world. And we've already seen the results that they bring. So we have to be very careful as to where we let our nations go, because we already have history pointing us to what happens in those type of situations. Also, I wanted to say that most of the captivity that we're referring to right now in this part of the conversation comes from big state, comes from extremely powerful men with extremely unfair systems that allowed for this captivity to happen, for this freedom rights to be taken. So that's important to understand right now in this culture, what they were defending, what they were saying, how they were enchanting people towards the regime that definitely put an end to a lot of people's rights, lives, freedoms. Also, there is the lack of freedom that comes from criminals. The lack of freedom that comes from directly people that are just attempting against other people's lives. And that is very, very true. Don't I know it? I live in Colombia. And here we have had guerrillas all of my life. I've never lived in a country without guerrillas. And these people have kidnapped, had committed extortions, have done a lot of things. And let me tell you, this is not really talked about as much as it should. Here in Colombia, perhaps it is, because of course we have been doing peace treaties and different stuff to fix and to try to repair all those big victims that are still alive today, and they had their homes and their family taken away from them. But we really need to talk about these things, because this is not only happening in Colombia. This is, of course, happening all over the world. Kidnappings are happening all over the world. What about human trafficking? Of course it's happening all over the world. We're talking about millions of people that have been born in one state, in one place, in one family, and they were taken away from their homeland, from their home, from their families, from their lives, to live another life, to just be a slave of somebody else's wishes. And that obviously brings me to pornography, which is a big topic because it's really an industry that feeds from this type of horrible systems and this horrible types of abuse and captivity. We need to understand that, right? We know this. I actually was a social investigator in a public company here in Colombia. And two people that actually were active pornography users talked to me and confessed to me in some way. Not that I'm anyone to confess to, but they did it in that way. And they told me that at the end of the year, if they were loyal customers, they would get a special bonus, which had a lot of archives, a lot of different content in a format of like a little, I don't know, perhaps like a catalog of different types of pornography. Also, they included there child pornography. And not even without them, not even with them asking for it. It was just a gift from that place to their users. And what I understood is there's a lot of people in the world that understand that they're consuming and being enabling these companies that clearly feed and profit from sexual exploitation in children. And that is just voluntarily ignoring the pain and suffering that a lot of people are going through. And I obviously didn't say this to their face, but it's evident that if they received it, a lot of people have received it. So a lot of people have physical evidence that pornography sites are really enslaving children. Let's talk about child labor. Like, not only for the sexual part, which is horrible, and I really think we should get honest about that. And it's linked to pornography, which is so widely consumed all over the world. Child labor is legal in so many places, as well as child marriage. And that's really captivity, because people at the age of 14 or 13 are not in the capacity of choosing their mate for the rest of their lives, much less their job. They should live their childhoods, and we're taking that away from them. And we're not really saying anything about it in the name of tolerance, which is something that astounds me, honestly. But this is where we're at. And obviously, the freedom of expression, the freedom of just developing one's personality and one's preferences and opinions is being absolutely persecuted all over the world. And about persecution, now that I'm saying that, there's a lot of Christians dying all over the world, being massacred, being absolutely silenced and prohibited to talk about their faith. And this is happening in our noses. And I wonder, are we the type of people that knew about the concentration camps and didn't do anything? Because perhaps when we go a few decades from now and everything starts coming to light about pornography, about child abuse, about, freedom of expression and child labor and other things, were we the people that allowed that to happen? Those atrocities? Because we look down on a lot of the people that were in Germany or other places that didn't do anything, quote unquote, to stop the regime. What are we doing? There is slavery. There is captivity for people today. And what are we doing about it? Well, there are three different choices that I want to present to you. Number one, A21. A21 is a company founded by an Australian lady, which is amazing. She's a best-seller author. And she's called Christine Kane, and she is very, very big on this ending slavery today, which is the motto of A21. You can donate there. You can donate your time. You can donate publicity. You can donate a lot of things. They're very organized. There's also another one in Colorado called Exodus Road, which specifically focuses on child trafficking, human trafficking. And you can even hear their stories. They have a podcast. And it's very, very good because you can learn and understand better every problem through learning about the people that work in it. And the third one is Renacer, which is one in Colombia. And it has 33 years of working. In my hometown, they have 33 children, actually. More than 30. I don't know if it's 33 exactly. Children that are recovering, and they were rescued from human trafficking networks. So obviously this is something that we all can learn from. And perhaps it's closer to you than you even think. So it's just about researching and just about getting educated about it and perhaps knowing about it. So I wanted to bring you all those three alternatives, A21, Exodus Road, and Renacer, which are open and available in all their social media, all their websites, all their podcasts, and all their content. Is very, very useful to get into this mindset of talking about it and perhaps donating to it. And if you don't even feel like you want to donate money or time, you can just pay them attention and perhaps, you know, lend them one of your stories on Instagram. Perhaps you know about a specific situation or news that you hear about referring to captivity and slavery and, you know, and all of those things. And perhaps you can just raise awareness. You don't even know which person in your contacts can have the perfect link, the perfect strategy, the perfect way to do that, to actually get in and lend their hand and help. So influence is something that is not reserved for influencers. It's for everybody. Everybody can use their network to bring a little light, bring a little hope. Now, let's get to the final part of this episode today. Gracias por escuchar nuestro podcast Acropina Comentadora Cultural. Para seguir disfrutando de todos nuestros episodios, no olvides suscribirte y también déjanos tu comentario y tu evaluación para saber lo que piensas sobre lo que estamos haciendo. Visítanos en nuestra casa www.acropina.com y síguenos en todas las redes sociales como @dosisdeacropina. Gracias. At the end of each episode, we want to leave you with an application because we don't want to just say information or opinions that don't lead to anything. We want to really build a community of active citizens that are willing to comment on culture and spur conversation and actually go out there and bring solutions to their part of the world. So what we want you to do, according to the subjects that we've been touching on today, is first of all, pray for your nation. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, stop for a little while and say, God, what is wrong with my nation? What needs to be prayed on? God, I ask you for forgiveness for this nation. God, I need to understand how to add to this nation. How can I really be of help, of service? Perhaps it's not about being the president, you know? Not everybody has to do that. Perhaps it's just about donating. It's just about offering some time in your local church. Perhaps it's, I don't know. There are different ways that you can really add to your nation. Another thing is support foundations and organizations that actually fight against captivity today. You can do that finding it out on different media, online websites, like lists and things that you can find of foundations around you. That is really helpful. You don't have to, as I just said, you don't have to offer your time and your money. You can offer one of those or even just pay attention and spark some conversations around you with your family, with your coworkers, with people around you. Perhaps you don't even know what one conversation can do in somebody's mind, or even if you can touch a person that is suffering in some way and you didn't even know it. So have the strength and the valor and the bravery to go out there and talk about this with someone and support foundations, organizations that work on this, NGOs, I don't know. And also pray for your nation. We all need prayer. We all could use a little bit of prayer, and we all could use a little bit more active Christians doing something in pro of freedom in their countries. We are here to serve you. I hope this was useful for you. Remember, we are here to teach the truth and rebuild community one conversation at a time. See you next time.